Okay, so Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to begin with the sources from last week, which anyway might take us till the end of the shir, so that's also, we're still in the middle of last week's shir anyway, so that's okay if Chever missed or Chever, you know, didn't listen to last week's shir, it's fine. And then hopefully by the time we get to the end of last week's sources, if we still have some time, but then I'll have already come in with the extra sources if we need. Okay, so B'siyata D'Shmaya, we're going to delve right back into Sicha Saran Ois Hei. And we were talking, with the help of the Master of the World, we were talking about the Inyan of Yerushalayim. We were talking about the Sugya, the general stages, three stages we discussed. Yerus HaChet, Yerus HaOinesh, which is even lower, and Yerus HaRoimim was the highest level. We spoke about the definition of these three levels from the perspective of the Mesilas Yesharim, of the Ramchal, and then we delved into a piece from Kedushas Levi, and we have all these sources still. So if you ever want to just quickly scan them over, just turn to note number one. We're not going to read the whole thing inside. But the Mesilas Yesharim basically says over here that Yiras HaOinesh, she says, a person's afraid of being punished. In the same way that a person stays away from fire and doesn't stick his hand into it because he loves himself and wants to protect himself and is not interested in harming himself. So if a person, mamash, believes, and of course this whole thing is founded on faith, and Muna, and Malchus, and Yerushalayim, all these concepts are bound together. Bevadai. But a person who believes that there's such a thing as Einish, so that's one reason to stay away from Chet, is because we're worried about the physical harm, and Rachman al-Islam, the spiritual harm that can cause to a person's neshama, and that's the simplest level. He says every simple person doesn't take anything, right, to obtain such a level of Yerushalayim. And he says, Ein Yerazu Ruya Alalame Aretz V'chule. Okay. The second kind, he says, is Yerushalayimimus, a very lofty level that in the Ramchal is not the same Yerushalayimimus, as we learned from the Kedushas Levi, as we'll see for the Baal Tanya tonight. But in the Ramchal, this lovely Yerushalayimimus, again, just by way of quick sikum, a summary of last week's shir, to get us into the mode of this week's shir. The Ramchal taught us the Yerushalayimimus, he says, is this, that a person is conscious of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's kavod, of Hashem's presence, and of Hashem's glory. And how could it be that I'm a basar v'dam, and I should go and act against the decree and the will, the expressed desire of the Master of the World, of the Creator? It can't be such a thing. That's the b'chin of Yerushalayimimus. So what's Yerushalayimimus? What does it mean that a person doesn't fear onesh, the punishment? And it's not a debilitating yira of Yerushalayimimus, of this consciousness of Hashem's kavod, but rather it's fear of the sin? Says the Ramchal, it's really the same thing as Yerushalayimimus. The only difference is that Yerushalayimimus is only li'itim. It's only at a specific moment that there's a feeling, there's a hargasha in a person's heart that Hashem's mercy and Hashem's honor, Hashem's presence is present, right? That's the bechina we spoke about, the Indian of Meitzitz Men HaCharakim, the Marinayim, and the Baal Shem HaKadosh. That when a person sometimes is in a place of a chait, all of a sudden he feels like someone's watching him and nobody's watching him. But you get that hargasha, not you, but a person could get such hargasha, and that's the aspect of Yiras HaRoimimus in that moment. Yiras chait is all the time. That a person is not simply in the moment, that he's mamish, in the heat of the moment, that he feels that Hashem's honor is present and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a reality to him, but rather it's all the time. If there's a way, please, I ask that maybe to either shut the door or to ask the chevra. I really apologize. Maybe we have to find a different place, maybe, or a better room. I apologize. Thank you so much. Yeah, maybe we could just slide the door. Okay, so that's the Indian of Yiras HaChet, Yiras HaOinesh, Yiras HaRoimimus from the Ramchal. The Kedushas Levi says something completely different. The Kedushas Levi talks a lot more in the derech of the aspect of a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's not about punishment, and it's not even about acting against the gzeir of the king, whether it's at that moment or all the time, but it's in the consciousness of a relationship. And that's where Hasidus really put a different spin on all these same concepts that all the tzaddikim have been speaking about, but all of a sudden it wasn't in the way of a melech, and it wasn't even the way of a father, but it was in the way of a friend, it was in the way of a beloved lover, in the bechin of Shir Shirim, right? It's more than an ab, and it's more than a melech, but it's mamish. Okay, maybe don't close it all the way. But it's in the way of b'chachma v'se'ach sharm. You made it. Okay, so but it's in the way of a, it's in the way of anila doidi v'doidi li, of a doad, of a beloved lover, and that's how the Hashem came to the world, and that's the final gilui before the coming of Mashiach. Amal aretz deil das is Hashem kamayim li'amchas, and das is that word that means knowledge, but where is it used first time? In the relationship between Adam and Chava, and that's the marital relationship. So amar la'aretz deya is la'das is Hashem. The time of Mashiach, the world is filled not of the knowledge in the way of Yerushalayim per se, meaning shaking in fear from the Melech, or even in the way of having to go ahead and to fulfill our obligations toward our Father, Kibbut Ava'im, but in the way of Das, of intimacy. And that's what the Baal Shem wanted to prepare the world for Mashiach, that he asked Mashiach, and that Heichal HaMashiach, one of the last Rosh Hashanahs of his life, Emasai kasi mar, Mashiach, when are you going to arrive? And Mashiach told him, l'kishiyafutzu ma'inasecha hachutza, when your approach to Avodas Hashem, when your mayanos, when your streams of knowledge will spread throughout the world, which has been happening for 200 years and is recently picking up a tremendous amount of momentum, and we're preparing for Mashiach. We're preparing for Mashiach. So the Kedushas Levi, with that perspective, speaks about these same concepts and the same terms, Yiras Ha'oinish, Yiras Chet, and Yiras Arayimus, but become something completely different. Yiras Ha'oinish says the Helik Kedushas Levi is not even going to speak about, because that's a very lowly kind of Yira. He says it's not in the aspect of the Zohar Kaddish's presentation of Yira, when the Zohar says Is Yira, the Is Yira. There are two kinds of Yira, says the Kedushas Levi. The Zohar is not even speaking about Yiras Ha'oinish, because that's not even part of the conversation. But the two kinds of Yira is Yira Tata and Yira Ila. Yira Tata, the lower Yira, which in the Ramchal is Yiras Chet, or at least that terminology is used, and here in the Kedushas Levi also he says Abuchinas Yiras Chet. That is the fear, not of transgressing the decree of the king whose presence we perceive as being a reality, but because I am worried that if I go ahead and I do this sin, that's going to impact in a detrimental, negative way my relationship with the Kodesh Baruch. That's the year of the chet. I'm not afraid of taking the action, but I'm afraid of what the action is going to do to me. Of course, that includes Yiras Ha'oinish, we're maminim, we believe that there's a God, and we believe that there's Charan Oinish, etc. And of course, that means that we're afraid to transgress the decree of the king, but it's more than that. And it's this aspect of, I don't want to do anything that's going to get in the way of my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm working so hard to build, and that he desires so much. That's the bechin of Yiras Chet, that's the lower level. The higher level of Yiras Ha'oinish and Chasidus is far more than simply awareness of the presence of the king, but there's no me that is being aware of any presence. It's the bechina of bittel. I heard you speaking right in the last minute of your Chazar Sashir, the bechina of bittel, there's no me at all. There's no me at all. And to these tzaddikim that lived in a place of Yiras Ha'oinish, it was an annihilating awareness that really negated any awareness. It was literally the realization and the revelation that me, not just that there's a godliness that surrounds me, but there is no me bechlal. That the bechina of Ein Od Malvado, which the tzaddikim lived on this level, where every hargasha that they felt, the Ishbitzer Kiyadua spoke at length about this. It was a controversial idea. I speak about it in the new book as well. But there was an idea that by the tzaddikim that negated their ego completely, then even if they were to have a thought, or even if they were to have a machshava on a very slight level that seemed negative to Torah, they were able to follow that and say, this is the Horah Hashav, the Torah right now, because I don't have a me. I don't have a Yetzirah. Obviously, it's a very controversial idea, right? And you got a lot of flack for that. But there are sources for this in Chazal. There are ideas like this. Halacha ve'emayim came by Pinchas, right? That bechina where Pinchas had it in him to go ahead and to take matters into his own hand, which is halacha ve'emayim came. But he realized that this must be coming from a holy place because he was mevurar legamri. That whole sugya of Pinchas and Zimri is all this sugya where the Me'ashi Loach's concept and really this approach is really brought out in Me'ashi Loach in the context of Pinchas and Zimri. We're not going into that now. But Al-Kapanim, this was the level of the tzaddikim. Yiras Ha'oinish was bittel, 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 ein sof, bittel. That was the Kedushas Levi. So, very much in the way of the Kedushas Levi, we're going to see the Lashon of the Tanya, which is even stronger, the Tanya Kiyadua. His whole thing is this. His whole thing is Ein Od Malvado, Shayich Be'emuna, and the ability to go into this realization, which the Nevi'im Chaim also agrees with and has provisions for, but less frequently, which is a conversation for a different time also, Be'ezer Hashem. But let's jump into the Tanya, both of whom, the Tanya and the Kedushas Levi, were Talmidim and the Magid of Mizrich, and so they're reflecting this same idea or the same definition of Yiras Ha'oinish. Let's see how the Tanya says it's Chusya Gunleinu inside. It says the Helik Tanya, when a person draws upon himself this yira, this awe, and it's more than fear, but it's awe, it's debilitating awe and wonder, from his isboninus, from his focus and his contemplation on the gedula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you so much. We started with last week's, but we're going to continue. Thank you, Mamish. Thank you so much. Huh? Beautiful. Thank you. When a person feels this aspect of Yiro, may his boinunus vigdulas Hashem, the iu mamalikal almin, umi arts the rakir mahalicha, mesh meyashana, and from this world to the next world, I mean, rakir, rakir, chazal tell us there's a certain amount of space between all of the different realms, ragli, achayis, kenegad kulam, and then the feet of the malachim, as described, I think it's Gemara Chagiga, and that the feet of the chayis are connected, all of these in terms of space and some level, even in the spiritual realm, but there's a space. But it's still within a consciousness of there being a world, and of this physical world having forerunners in the spiritual world that can be measured, that there is a limited amount, even though there's myriads and millions and trillions, but there are an amount of angels, and there are an amount of stars, even though they seem endless to us. But there are a limited number of these things, and when a person is misbonin on this, and we realize our own smallness, right, in any relation, but certainly in relation to the chayas, and in relation to all of the spiritual realms above, but it's still within this world, a person draws upon himself a certain level of yira afal pikein, says the Tanya, even a yira like this, which is certainly not yira, zayinish, but even a yira like this, nikri yira zu yira chitzoinis v'tata, this is still the lower level. And it's interesting, I don't know if this really aligns with the Kedusha Slavi's definition of yira chet. It seems to be more the Mesilas Yisharim's yira sarayimimus, right? In a certain way. It doesn't speak here about a relationship or a fear, but it's a yira, but it's chisoinis because it comes from a contemplation on the world and on the wonders of the world, of there being a physical world, and to say, whoa, if this is the creation, then imagine the creator, right? So it's not exactly the Kedusha Slavi's yiras chet, it's more the Mesilas Hasharim's yiras harayimimus. Okay, just to set it up. Why is it called yir chisoinis? Because akol panim, even though it's a wonderful thing, and we have to work on this, even this is a very high madriga. So yir tata maybe for tzaddikim, but it's yir yilah for us, right? For me, certainly, to try to work on this. But it's still being drawn from the external, illusory perception of there being a reality, of there being a world. Shehim levushim shel hamelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that are all external garments of the King of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher mistater, in which he hides, umisalim, umislabish, he enclothed himself by him within the Malachi Yosem, to bring them to life, to create them and recreate them, amachadosh betuvah b'chol yom tov, and my separations each and every moment, ulakayim amliyaz yesh, this enables a person to have the requisite level of awe and the requisite level of amunah to be able to say, I'm going to be mekayim the mitzvahs. If there was a creator, then there's a, if there's a creation, then there was a creator. And if there's a creator, there's a purpose to the world. Well, what's the purpose of the world? And that's where revelation comes into play. But that's all yira tata, yira chitzoinis. Acha yira ilah. This very lofty level of yira is called yare boishes, which the Zohar Kaddish tells us the word bereshes can be split into many different two words, right? So it can say, for example, barashis. Bereshis is barashis. That's even the letter straight. That means that God created six. The 6 days of creation are already wrapped up in the initial seed that Hashem plants, so to speak, from which the whole tree of the 6 days of creation sprouts. And that's the word of bereshis. That's the seed that already create, that already contains barashis. And also yare Shabbos, for example. The connection between Shabbos, which is the Bukhina Malchus, and Yira is also bound together, that we find that even the Mishnah Peah, even Amaratzim are yare l'shakar b'Shabbos. We see that Yira and Shabbos have a connection. And that's Yari Shabbos and the Zohar, and also, for example, Bereshis is Be'alif Tishrei, Be'alif Tishrei, right? That there's one man, the Amar, that holds the world was created on in Tishrei, but Tishrei Nivra'ilim, even though there's another one that holds Benisa Nivra'ilim. But Al Kapanim, you see that there's a big smach for the man, the Amar, that says Be'alif Tishrei, Be'Tishrei Nivra'ilim, because literally the word Bereshis has coded in Be'alif, right? Or Aleph Be'Tishrei, right? On the first day of Tishrei. And of course, Eilav Eilav Dibber the Kim Chaim, all the Tzadikim are Marech, Kedusha Slevi, and Likutim, other places, is Marech to bring these two Shitas together, to say both are true. One was, the world was first created by Machshava, for example, in Tishrei, and then it was created by Pael and Nisan. But this is a big support for that Shita. But you do see that the word Bereshis can be split into many different permutations. One of those is Yare Boishes, which is the fear that's connected with Busha, with embarrassment. And it's interesting, when a person is afraid of fire, you're not embarrassed from the fire. The fire is something external to you that does not have any say in your identity or who you are or an internal process. There's no processing of who I am and what I am. There's just fire is hot, you know, I'm staying away from fire. Yare Boishes is something else. It's where the yira is bound with the recognition of the realization of my own smallness, of my own littleness in relation to that which I'm supposed to be fearing or supposed to be in awe of. And that's Yare Boishes, that's called Yira Pnimis, a very internal process. It's not the fear of something external, but it's the fear or awe, really, of something internal. Not that I stand in front of, you know, the pyramids, let's say, but even that's man-made. But I stand, I think it's one of the wonders of the world, right? The pyramids. But I stand in front of Niagara Falls, as always a mashal I give, where you stand in front of something awesome. Thunder. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create thunder? Because a person gets a little fright. You're outside and there's a big... You realize, you know, you're not in control of everything. We're not in control of anything. But that's all the physical world that we say, this is a wondrous creation and this creation had a creator. But over here it's something else. It's Yira from the Elokus that's within the world. That's within physicality, bringing it to life. Allah Amru, and about this Yira, the Pasuk, the Mishnah says in Avos, Im Ein Chachma Ein Yira. This kind of Yira is founded upon Chachma. What is Chachma? Chachma Iu Koyach Ma. The word Chachma contains the letters Koach Ma, the power of what? And ma is always a lashon of bittul. What does it mean when a person asks a question? He's being mevatel himself. It means that there's a level of understanding that I'm not privy to, so I have to ask the question ma. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Which is the pinnacle and the zenith of an expression of humility? V'nachnu ma ki salinu aleinu. That's davana. That's Moshe Rabbeinu, which is higher than Avraham Avinu, that says v'anochi afar ve'efer. And davana Melech, who says v'anitoy las v'lo ish. Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu is higher than all of that because he's mass, b'chlal nothing. He realizes that the physical world doesn't have any real kiyum on its own, but every moment it's being infused, each and every cell holding together the quarks and the leptons in an atom, and all these different tiny, tiny, minute particles of existence has something binding them. Hakol yachol v'koilulam yachad, and that's the elokus that's besoch the physical world, and that's a totally, totally different level of yira. Ein chachma ein yira koyach ma v'achachma me'ayin timatzei. Where does chachma come from? Ayin ma bittel boishes. The Ezu Chacham Haroya Es Hanoilad. Another definition of Chachma is he who is able to see not that which is born, but Hanoilad, to see what is going to be born, meaning to understand the premises upon which anything that is born is founded. Right? And so Haroya Es Hanoilad isn't that a person who's a Chacham is somebody who sees what is. But it means that you're able to perceive the roots of what will be. And that's what Chachma is. Chachma means that it's Ma, it's Bittel, it's Ayin. Now Chachma ni Ayin, he must understand that. Ezu Chacham Haroya Es Hanoilad, because he realizes the seeds of Elokus upon which all of physicality is founded. And that's the Bechina of Ayin, that's the Bechina of Ma, Koach Ma, Bittel. Bittel. Perish. Sharoya called Davar Eich Noilad. Vinis Hava Mi Ayin Layesh. How it's able to proceed from nothingness, from Ayin, from Elokuz Gamor, into a Yesh. Bidvar Hashem Ruach Pivis Barach. And each and every moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking us into being, but He breathes His Ruach. Man, the Nafach, Mitoiche Nafach, like the Tanya says in the first Prakim, that Hashem breathes this spirit, which manifests in words, which are the Asar Mamarish of Emnivra Oilam, but all of those words are wrapped up. No, it's okay. You can go that way. All of those words are wrapped up into the breath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes from His deepest essence. So everything that we see around us that seems to be a created world that's disjointed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence is only garments upon garments upon garments, which is founded literally and infused with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself. And also Mimalik Kol Amin. He fills all worlds. He fills all worlds. Bidvar Hashem, but v'ruach piv yizvarach. That breath that He breathes from the deepest depth of His being, kiviyachol, from His essence, k'mo shenemar, v'ruach piv kol tzavam. Everything is created from the ruach piv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The piv is the dibor, it's the tzimtzum, it's the gevura, but the ruach is the chesed, and that comes from the deepest part of Him. If you track this Seder Ashtalshalos from the spoken word back into the mouth, and then you realize that the mouth was only able to form words because there was a voice, and the voice is founded on the breath that we breathe in, and you follow that chain all the way into the Tochius of Elokus, so to speak, through His bonus, through meditation, through focusing on this, contemplating this reality. So Mimela, at that moment, you realize that everything is still, even after it's already been spoken, kiviyachol, it's still bound with that initial ruach man de nafach. He who blew mitoichei nafach blows from the deepest place within Himself. And if you follow that chain, you can realize that even now we're still all included within that ruach that's deep within. Even now. It's a very high level of His bonus. It's nice to say. It's different when you perceive that, and that takes a lot of work. That takes long hours of you know, like Chabad His bonus. You know how they would sit and they would really be misponing on these things, you know. And then they would come to perceive. They would open up their eyes and they realized mamish. Batal. Ayin ve'efes mamish. Kebitul or v'ziv ha'shemesh b'guf ha'shemesh atzma. Not to see the ray of the sun from the perspective of the earth upon which that ray is shining, but to be able to look at that ray that's coming through the window, how it appears held up against the face of the sun itself, where it's batul umuvutul. From our perspective, it looks like a ray, and it's something, and it provides illumination. But this ray, in relation and held up to the actual face of the sun, batul. And it depends how we're looking at creation. If we're looking at it from the perspective of the ray, or if we're looking at it from the perspective of its bittul in the sun. These are two different ways of looking at the world. And a person who looks at the world in this way is able to reach this level of bittul, bittul yari boishas yiris haroimimus on the highest level. Not just the world, but you as well. If we are misbonin in this way, to be able to track back this beautifully flourished tree into the seed and realize that in a certain way it's still nichlal in the seed that's underground, from which all of these roots spread out, but it's still nichlal in that, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is l'malam v'nazman, then we are also, meaning our physical bodies and our personalities, our identities, our choices, v'chule, are batal to the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'dibur yizbarach yuchad b'machshavte, because God's speech is one with his mind and himself are one, as the Rambam tells us, hu amada, hu ayedia, hu ayodea, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one with his mind, so to speak. So here you see this beautiful presentation of the Baal Tanya's Yiras HaRoimimus, the Kedushas Lady's Yiras HaRoimimus, and you see the difference. It's mashu acher, right? This is something that the Ramchal And the Musar Tzadikim, even though the Ramchal was a big, big Mekubal, and the other Sfarim, he does speak a little bit more in this way. But in Mesilas Yesharim, in these Sfarim, it wasn't this way. It wasn't. They didn't bring a person into this level of closeness and proximity and awareness and consciousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was a revelation that Hashem sent Dafka before the Dar of Mashiach, Mala Ha'aretz Deya, L'Dasas Hashem Kamayim Liyam Achasim. There's a special, different approach for our Dar as we come to that realm where this sort of understanding will actually not just be something everyone knows, but something we live with, in which case Mashiach will already be here, you understand? In which case the world will already be perfected without any negidus, without any sheker, which is always multiplicity. Everything will be batul umuvutul to the oneness, to the reality of the Creator. That's the great unifier if we're all creations, looking up as opposed to at each other fighting. That goes for nations, that goes for people. And that's already Begarza Avim Keves, where the wolf is able to be with the sheep because they realize that it's not about their experience, but they are part of a larger story that binds them both together, brings them to the same level. Let's take a look at the Bas Ayin, Parshas Veschanan, where the Tzaddik talks about this as well. Sorry for the bad print. We have to speak to Safari and convince them to get the Bas Ayin on there also. What an amazing thing. What an amazing resource. Unbelievable, this website, Safari. It was actually developed by Google developers, actually, secular Jews, and they decided we have to put the whole entire Torah, Torah Shabbat Bishop Iksav, Torah Shabbat Peh, everything, Musar, Hasidus, Kabbalah, everything cross-referenced. It's a different learning experience. It's wild, mamish wild. And I looked, you can't find such a thing for Islam. I looked. Islam also has a tremendous, tremendous body of text, and also oral tradition, a written tradition, different things. I have Hevel and Akal Hevel, but Al Kapanim, you know, I was curious to see, like, do they have something like this? Nothing like it. Nothing like it. You have to pay. It is. Nothing like this. A free resource. It's so beautiful. You know, and the Jews are the ones who care about money. Oh, we already had a share on that. Okay, Bas Ayin Veschanan says the Heilige Tzadik, listen to this. Ulahavin Zeh. Start four words in. Ulahavin Zeh. Ki isyira v'isyira. Okay, we're already familiar with this lashon from the Zohar Kaddish that the Kedushas Levi spoke about, the Tani spoke about. There is a level of yira, and there's a level of yira. Isyira tata, hu yiras ha'oinish. Interesting. Here, you see, each one presents it, but with its own little twist. Over here, the Bas Ayin says, not like the Kedushas Levi, and not even like the Tanya, but he says that the yira tata is taki yiras ha'oinish, not yiras chay. Who yiras ha'aynish, yarim min adin, va'aynish. And that's called yirat ha'ta u'machmazeh, oivir Hashem, and that's what compels him to serve the master of the world and to stay within the straight and narrow of sur mirav, asay toiv, ha'gam sh'oivir Hashem b'yira aval. So he's serving a Kadosh Baruch Hu with yira, aval ha'kalpanim, yira p'chusa hima'oid. It's a lowly kind of yira, v'nikra yira, Achris, it's the lowest level of Yiraku, Saifa Madrigas, because it's a very lowly level. To be serving Hashem out of the fear of punishment, and there's no greater involvement with Ruchnius and Elukus other than, you know, you're afraid of being punished. Like, really, that's your whole commitment. Like, there's got to be something deeper than that. Aval is Yira Ila, but there's a loftier kind of Yira, and here he jumps to the Balatani's Yira Saraimimus, and the Kedusha Slavi's Yira Saraimimus. The Bas Ayin Kedua was a student of the Kedusha Slavi, among other tzaddikim, but of the Kedusha Slavi, and he moved to Tzfat. Fascinating stories with the Tzfat earthquake and different nisim that happened around this tzaddik. Unbelievable. Rav Avram Dov, Ber of Avarich. So he says the following. He says, there's Yiras Harayim HaMashem, is Boyin in Ma'ayim Gedulas Hashem Tamid. How a person focuses on the Gedul of Hashem, but not simply that Hashem's Kavod was here and we have to listen to him and he's the Melech and he wants certain things of us, and how could a lowly servant like me transgress while in the servant's, while in the king's throne room? No. The whole world is nothing. It's nothing. That you're surrounded by godliness, literally godliness, not expressed in a creation, but literally the air that you breathe. Is And Hashem is memalikol almin, fills all worlds, and v'soyiv kol almin. All these things. These are all the foundation of Hasidus, is to bring a person to this level of realization and consciousness, a different world. It's a different Yiddishkeit. So Mamela Nifel Salav aim of a fachad, Vir Virad, Uboishes, Boishes, Lami Lifan Lifne Melech Machim Lachamakarish Baruchu, Umashves Hashem Lenegdoi Tamid, like the Pasik says, Shivisi Hashem. Oh, here he says, come on, Marakasav, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Sam, and he places God in front of him at all times, and it's a reality to him, and he's buckled to that. And it takes, again, a lot of his bonunus. This is not just an idea you read and you think about. It takes his bonunus, deep, deep, long, you know, hours, days, months, years of working on this. To really get to this level. And obviously it's mechayiv, it's not just to sit and meditate and, you know, hum a mantra or something, but it takes work, meaning you can't just say, oh, I live on this level, but then at the same time you still have a yitzhahara, meaning it goes hand in hand, it's with all the gedarim, and it's with all the trying to get rid of that stuff, and to realize that it's not simply this aspect that I'm afraid of being punished or that I'm trying to get schar, but it's I don't want this in my life, I don't want to live this way. I at least, you're a schait, Kedusha Slavi, I have a relationship I'm trying to build. Memela, the more that we make practical efforts, sur mirav aseh toiv, in the way of the simplest level, kiviyachal of musar, just basics, to work on ourselves, godless adam mechule, you start from there, then you'll be able to get that level of your schait, and the memela, with a lot of esponinus, because you're really living it, and it's for real, and it's not stam something you think about, you're going to be able to attain this level of years, aroi mumus, bittel, if not all the time, then at least in certain special moments. In certain special moments. Okay, so that's what he's saying over here, right? Kolkach ad sheyaseh batal la'atzmai, until he sees himself as being completely mevutal, ve'en etoifes makam klal, and he doesn't hold up any space. We spoke about that when we spoke about haroitza lahachim yadrim, haroitza lahasher yatzvin. We spoke about how a person could have both Torah and gedula v'makam echad ashiras when he's batal mamish, so then he's not in any place. He's not facing the north. He's not facing the south. He's everywhere, right? Because he's nowhere. Because he's everywhere. So that's the inyan, that a person gets to the level of complete bittel, the inner type is makam klal. He takes up no space. Neged ramimusa is barach, in front of the master of the world's ramimus, and the awe of realizing that Hashem is mamish here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere. Mamish. The Yizbarach. The Yira Zuhi Me'oilam Hanikra Yira Rashis. Or Mu'ula. This kind of Yira is called Yira Rashis. The very, very loftiest kind of Yira. Shuhu Roish Kalamadregas. Well, Yira Zuramas. And he goes on and says what he says. Okay, but that's another presentation. So we have a lot of different shitas. Right now, I don't think I have the clarity to go through all of them. I can try. Siyata Deshmaya, the Mesilas Hasharim says that Yira Sa'oinesh is simple fear of being punished. Yira Sa'chet, he says, is the fear of the Melech. How could I transgress what the Melech wants? Yira Yiras is the same thing as Yiras Chait, except Yiras Haraimimus is at specific moments, Yiras Chait is all the time. The Kedusha Slavi says, Yiras Ha'inish, we're not speaking about. Yiras Tata, which is Yiras Chait, he says, is the fear of breaking a relationship. Yiras Haraimimus is Bittel, Mamish Bittel, a very lofty level. The Tanya's Yiras Chet, which is the lower level, Yira Tata, is the Bechina of Yiras Oynish from the Mesilas Yisharim, which Kedush Levi didn't want to speak about, and that's the Tanya's level of Yiras Chet. The level of Yiras Arayimimus is the same thing like the Kedush Levi, Bittel. Not so sure about that. I think that the Baal Tanya is going to crowd myself. Not so sure about that. I think that the Baal Tanya says that the lower level of Yira Tata, is rather the Mesilas Yisharim's Yiras Arayimimus. This is Ram's Yiras Harayimimus. The Bas Ayin's Yira Tata is the Bechina of Yiras Ha'inish, which is the lowliest level that the Baal Tanya, the Kedushas Levi, didn't want to speak about. That's his Yira Tata, but the Yira Ila'a, the Yiras Harayimimus, is the same as the other Hasidic masters, the Kedushas Levi, and the Baal Tanya from whom we learned. Why are we saying all of this? What are we talking about in the whole sugya of Yira? How does it fit into what we were learning in Sichas Aran? So let's go back in and just read the Rebbe's words after having seen what the other Tzadikim wrote about Yiras Ha'inish. It's a Pella. It's a Pella. Listen to what the Tzaddik says here. The Amar, second paragraph. Ashrei mi she'eini yodea klal mi sifreya. Fortunate is one who does not get involved at all in the inyan of sifreihem. We spoke at length about that, the limited, the essentially and necessarily limited approach to Yiddishkeit and to certainly the world that comes from philosophical speculation, necessary as that may be for some on some level, but that's not the ultimate. Like hoylich b'tmimus, but to go with tmimus, simplicity, v'yishli yiras ha'oynish, and to simply have the experience of yiras ha'oynish. Rabbi Nachman says that even though the other tzaddikim didn't want to speak about it, it's low, it's easy, says the rabbi. I love that. Lowly Yira. Even though, of course, Rabbi Nachman wants you to get to higher levels, but the beauty of it is the simplicity, Shabbat. That unlike the other kind of Yira, that I'm in Chachma in Yira, Rabbi Nachman says it's beautiful, but that's already in Chachmas. Rabbi Nachman says, I love the simplicity of Yiddishkeit, that I want you to go ahead and to learn all the Kabbalistic intentions of Tefillah, Rabbi Nachman says in another place, but then when it comes to actual davening, leave it all behind and daven just simply, Keben, Ketina. Just in front of your father, the master of the world, in a way of simplicity. In a way of simplicity. That to Rabbi Nachman, simplicity trumped all. That ha-chachma g'doyla, shebechala chachmas is a lilius chacham klal, just to be simple. To be simple, that's the best way. And so Rabbi Nachman, of course, wants a person to get to Yiras Ha'chet, of course, and Yiras Ha'roimimus, bevadai. But there's something so special about Yiras Ha'oinish that even though others would have looked at that and said, it's for the lowly, Rabbi Nachman says, but I love that. Because there's something so beautiful about the simplicity of Yiras Ha'oinish. Rabbi Nachman says, ki ikra avoyda betchila hirak machmas Yiras Ha'oinish. That the ikra avoyda in the beginning is Yiras Ha'oinish, lovli Yiras Ha'oinish, yefshala haskel klal. Because again, Yiras Ha'oinish is founded upon emuna pshuta, that you believe in a very simple way, without cheshboinus, how could it be that Hashem's going to punish this and that? Kol misha oimer, shakadosh baruch hu vatrunu yivatru chayev, I think, yivatru mi'oyer, yivatru chayev, two different gears says. That a person who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just doesn't care what you do is Yevatr Chayev. You know, say his life is not going to turn out in the way that it was supposed to, the way that it should, or the way that it could idealistically, or ideally. But when a person goes ahead and realizes that our actions matter, and that there's a Hashem, and that there's a Torah, and that I'm called upon to do something, and that it matters to him, and it matters in the great scheme of things, what actions I take, says Rabbi Nachman, even if that's founded on the simplest level, Yiras Ha'oinish, Sur Mirav Asitoid, because you're afraid of punishment, but the Amuna Shabbai, the Amuna Pshuta Shabbai, is so beautiful. And that's the ikr, that's the foundation that without this, it's EF Shalahaskal Klau, Bavaris Hashem to start at all. And even the tzaddikim that are serving Hashem on higher levels, they also need this yira. To serve Hashem from Ava alone, hey, mu'atim, very few are like that. Ma'oid, ma'oid. The ikr yirsa oinash. And then it continues, Ki Yira Ilah, begin to use Rabbi Shalit. This kind of Yira Ilah that's called Yiras Ha'roimimus, Hainu Yiras Ha'roimimus, Lav Kaladam Zaychel Azaysi Yira. It's a very lofty level. Haval Iker Ha'avoida Hurak, Hagide Yiras Ha'oinish Eitzel Roi B'nei Adam. Okay, so we're talking about Yiras Ha'oinish in the context of Rabbi Nachman's praise of this Midah, and I just wanted to put it into focus of the other three levels of Yira, the other two levels of Yiras Chet and Yiras Ha'roimimus, and what those definitions are in the other tzaddikim. Let's take a look at source number 5, Likutei Moran Nun Zayin, 57, and the tzaddik says an amazing thing. And thank you so much for coming and learning with me. It really makes my whole week, my whole life. And there are certain special chidushim or certain clarity that could only come down in a sheer setting to know that there's chaver makshivim, that we're in it together, and that there's a special siyata d'shmaya that Hashem sends down because of your participation. So I really genuinely appreciate it. And the Tzaddik says like this, Inyan hu, ki anu rayim echush, we're able to feel, and we're able to see, and we're able to perceive, that take it, kishadam roysa leilif derech yashar mesahir malav dinim. Now when a person really wants to start, and we're so excited in the beginning, and things are beautiful, but we see that there's challenges that arise, dafka at the beginning of something that the rest of the time you may not have. As Chazal tell us, kol haskalas kashis, the beginnings are always hard, and there's dinim, and there's challenges, and we're inexplicably not in the mood, and we lose cheshek. What is this? Why does that happen? Masvaru lehepech. Rabbi Nachman says the svar should really be the opposite. Chazal say, kol haroitze, right? Or habalitaher mesayin oseg. God is Baruch Hu helps the one that comes close. So what is this inyan that it's dafka hard? And how much harder would it be if Hashem wasn't helping, right? Understand that the mesayin oseg is within the context of the extra challenge of kol chalos kashus. So imagine how hard it would be impossible to do anything. There are two kinds of yira. This seems to be in correlation to the Bas Ayin. Even the Bas Ayin came much later than Rabbi Nachman, not much, two generations, a generation and a half later. But over here, he also has the two kinds of yira, not as being yiras chet and yiras ha'raimimus, but yiras ha'aynish, the yiras ha'raimimus. Yiras ha'aynish nikra tzedek, the yiras ha'raimimus nikra emuna. Yiras ha'aynesh, the fear of punishment, is related to the concept of tzedek, of mishpat, of justice and judgment that will come upon a person if a person is not going to go in the proper way with sur mirah ba'aseh tov. Yiras ha'aymimus, that's the pinnacle of emunah. That's the belief, even though we said that emunah pshuta is in yiras ha'aynesh, but the pinnacle of emunah, the emunah sayichud, the emunah of what's called yichud ilah, of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that pasuk, that's the bittul, that Elokeinu, which is the b'china of Elokim, gematria hateva, Elokim is hateva's nature, is bittul to the yudke vavke, which is the source of everything. Hashem Elokeinu, yudke vavke, and Elokeinu is all Hashem Echad. Echad is ava, it's all wrapped up into olam chesed, yibane, ezu chacham aroya es hanoila, to be able to realize what is at the source of creation. That's the Yira Ilah. That's the aspect of Yichud Ilah Shema Yisrael. Baruch Shem is already a lower level. That's when we're in this world and we have to whisper about it. Alpi D'Tanya, we have to whisper about it because what we're saying is that even in the physical world, it's also batal, and that's a secret. And then in the Nefesh HaChaim, it's not that way. The Nefesh HaChaim says the Baruch Shem, this is the Ikra Machlokes, really, in my tiny opinion, between the Baal Tanya and the Nefesh HaChaim, is in how to learn up Baruch Shem. But that's the Baal Tanya, and the Nefesh HaChaim says Baruch Shem is whispered because that Bechina of Shema Yisrael is hidden in this world, Lagamri. We're not supposed to think about it, and we're supposed to exist within this world as beings within a limited world where there's Kasher, Puzzle, Tara, Tameh, Mutter, Aser. The whole Torah is founded on this, that there's distinction. It's not all in Od Mavado. But the Baal Tani says that's not what Baruch Shem is. Baruch Shem is still Yichud Ilah, just the secret that even in this world, it's also Yichud Ilah. Right? And then Nevi Chaim says differently. And from there, you could learn a lot of the distinctions. And there are not that many, but the distinctions between the Baal Tani and Nevi Chaim really come out from how often we're allowed to go into this reality, how close HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, right? Or how often we're allowed to become aware, or to make ourselves aware of the closeness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's that. Okay, but here Ibn Achman says that the pinnacle of emunah is the Yiras Ha'raimimus of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which l'chol hadeis, according to the Nefesh HaChaim, as well as the Baal Tanya, and there's questions about what the Gra held, but Al-Kopanim, the Nefesh HaChaim, and the Baal Tanya agree on this point explicitly, that the Pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and even when a person is saying this, the Kavana is supposed to be bittul, there's no world. Einot mavade, close your eyes. You are a shtick, piece of godliness. The whole world is filled with the Kadosh Baruch Hu's godliness, not just in the sense that there's a world and God fills it, but there's no world, and that's the level of bittul that a person's supposed to get to in Shema Yisrael, and that's the ikra of emunah. To believe that at the end of the end of the end of the end of the day, it's einot mavade. Ki machmashu mami be'emunah shleima shehashem yisbarachu rabbi shalit ikra v'sharshin d'chol alma, not just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ikra v'sharish, the root, that breath from which all of the words that created the world, the asaram amar shavayim nibra oilam, were spoken and founded and are wrapped up into that initial breath like a ray of the sun in the sun. Hu yari mimenu, and then we have fear of that. that experience. V'yaduahu, and it's known, ki yafshalav le'emuna rak ayde yiras ha'oinish. Rabbi Nachman says, the only way to get to yiras ha'roimimus, which is, he says over here also, is through yiras ha'oinish. Ki machmashu yari mi'ha'oinish memeila mamin. That shows that there's some level of emuna there, even though it's a lowly level of emuna, but it's the beginning, it's a foundation, it's emuna pshuta. You believe that there's a God. Hu takav, hu balai cholus, hu bala koychas kulam. That's the b'chin of Elohim. That's the kavana that we have, that there is an Elohim. And that's the Yiras Ha'Oinish. Elohim is Minas Ha'Din. There's a world. There's Din. There's justice. There's the sun rises at a certain time. The sun sets at a certain time. There's forces of nature. There's the summer and the winter. And Baruch Hashem, we're transitioning now. It's beautiful. But and such a beautiful time of year. Oh my gosh, it's so perimdic. You know, when the sun starts coming out, and it's so beautiful. You're really able to feel that ruach, you know, of Purim, of the Elokus B'Soich HaTeva, where things start growing again. It's the best time of the year for me. It's my favorite time. Even though Hanukkah is also beautiful, it has its own Chayim Hanukkah. But this is a beautiful time. So everything has a set inyan, and that's all wrapped up in the name Elokim, which is Gematria HaTeva, which is the B'china of Balai Choyles Kula. That there is a world, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Yiras Ha'Oinish. That's the Ikar of Emunah, that's the foundation. Once you have that, then you're able to proceed to higher levels, right? You understand? That's the first thing. Mamin Shashem is Baruch Hu Takiv, or Balei Choyles. That's the B'china of Elokim. But it's not Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's not that yet. You're in the world of Elokim. You believe that there's a God. You believe that there's justice. You believe that there's Din. And that's that. That's Yiras Ha'Oinish. There's an Elokim. Yiras Ha'Roimum is a Shema Yisrael, that Hashem Elokeinu. That this Elokim is really Elokeinu. He's working for us, Kaviyachal. He's running all the dinas for our best, Elokeinu. Kedushas Levi says, Kedushas Lepurim, other places, Elokeinu is that Bechina. That even that which is total din is all wrapped up into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachamim. Ki Gavar Aleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gvura upon us, is Chazdoi, is His Chesed, that's Elokeinu. But ultimately, Hashem Echad. It's all Yud Kevavke. That's Yiras Ha'Roimimus. But you got to start with something. Got to start with Elokim. Then we can be batal it to Yiras Ha'Roimimus. Batal it to the Bechina of Yichud Ila, of that very lofty level of Achdus Hashem. And then you're able to come to a higher level of emunah. Nimsa, take it kasheroitz aleilech b'derech hayasher. When a person wants to go ahead and proceed in a way of yashrus, tzarech lias la yira hanikrat tzedek. You must first obtain this level of yira that's called tzedek, emunah pshuta, to go with it, to believe in the Torah. Tamu ru'u ki toiv Hashem. To first jump into it, try your best to be sur meira, and try your best to be va'ase toiv, and then memela you're going to begin to really feel it. But it's tamu ru'u. That's the way Yiddishkeit works. It's nase v'nishma. There's going to necessarily be that leap of, I don't want to say faith, but a leap of action, right? A leap of behavior to say, okay, let me start embodying this truth. And mimela, you become a different person. You start to look at the world in a different way. In a different way. Now, ubit tzedek siv, about this Indian of tzedek, the pasuk says, v'hu yishbait tevel b'tzedek. He judges tevel, the earth, b'tzedek, with justice, with righteousness. Therefore, when a person starts in his avodas Hashem, that's founded on the b'chin of emunah pshuta, that you're just beginning. I believe that there's a God. I believe that there's an Elokim. Well, guess what? That's connected with. That's connected with din. That's connected with dinim. That's connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah of justice, right? Of gvura. And memela, you're going to experience difficulty because the midas hadin that's nisor or takeif, like Rabbi Nachman says. Very, very clearly in Tarek of Tesvav, we'll learn that together with Hashem one time, that right when a person wants to enter in, the Midas HaDin is Nesair, and it says, Mecha Tesi. Who gives this person a right? That one minute he's doing whatever he wants, and all of a sudden he wants to be a big tzaddik. Whoa, it's a schus to be a tzaddik. It's a schus to be close to Hashem. It's not so simple. And the Midas HaDin places obstacles in front of a person. Now what Rabbi Nachman says over there is an unbelievable thing. Rabbi Nachman says in that lesson that a person that's the real Bechina of Moshe, what I'm saying now is very, very deep. I really need a lot of focus now. Rabbi Nachman says that a person that's the Bar Das of Moshe Rabbeinu, that says, Va'ata reisa ladas ki Hashem alikim is Moshe Rabbeinu, u Moshe, based on this pasuk, nigash ala harafal ashasham alikim. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't stand back when he sees the harafal, the anam, the cloud that seems to be concealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dafka, he jumps into it. He realizes that's where God is. Everybody else saw the anan and the harafal and Arsina, and he stood mirachik. Moshe was the Bechina of the Bar Das. Nigash al Arafel. Idafka goes into that Arafel. Nigash, and so he says Goshen. Goshen is that place within Mitzrayim that even in the tokef of Erevas Haaretz, even in the tokef of Din, there's a little place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis within there. There's Nigash to be able to draw close to realize that Hashem is within that place, is within that place. Now, the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is within the challenge, that on the outside, says Rabbi Nachman over there in Kuf Tesvav, there's a Midas Adin. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oyev Mishpat, Oyev Tzedek, Tzedakah U'Mishpat. But Hashem, but the Halakha Rabbi Nachman says, the Zohar Kadosh tells us that Hashem's Avos Yisrael is bigger than his Avos HaMishpat. And Mamela, a person who's the Bechina of Das, who Moshe Nigash al Arafel HaShasham Alikim, is able to look inside of the Elohim and to find the Bechina of Avos Yisrael, that's the Bechina of Elokeinu. That it's not just Elohim Stam, but it's Elokeinu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kigavar Aleinu is Chazdai. And that inside, the challenges are there for our purpose, to help us grow, to help us reach different levels, like I like to say poetically, you know, that every fence is a ladder, right? And every obstacle is a stepping stone, v'chule. The ability to find the Elohim within the Elohim, the Elokeinu within the Elohim, is the bechina already of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That first in a Hanami, there's an Elohim. And that's why Kalas Chalas Kashas. And that's why we said over here that when a person is Sora Takeif right in the beginning, when a person's trying to go ahead and to serve the master of the world, what's there going to be? There's going to be Dinim. Why? Because it's got to start with Elohim. It's got to start that there's a Takav, a Balachalas Kulam. There's a world and there's a God to the world. And there's justice in the world and there's Schar and Einish in the world. That's where it starts. Whoa, it's a big challenge. No, but look beyond that. Look beyond. Once you have that level of emunah to say that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Memela, it's able to transform into Elokeinu, and once it's Elokeinu, it's Shema Yisrael, Havaya Elokeinu, Havayacha. That's the Talich. That's very easy to say within a sentence or two. To be able to really inculcate this within our being and to live this way is something that's not as simple, right? And that's something that takes a long, long period of time, of work, of Tamar Ukitav Hashem, of the Bechina, of really genuinely trying to align our ideals and our behaviors with this Madrega. And then after all of this time of Hisbonenus, a person gets to this very lofty level of total Bittul, where there's no me, and it's not about me, and it's about Dir B'tachtoinim, and I'm not even a son, I'm a servant, but beyond the servant, I'm a slave, but beyond that, I'm a puppet. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is utilizing me throughout my actions, if they are holy actions, to be able to bring His godliness into the world in such a wonderful way, and to bring all of humankind to the understanding of the collective creator of all. That's the Bechina of Umala Arzdei, Ladasis Hashem, intimacy, where we can perceive Hashem, like the Pasuk says, V'leyukonif oid merecha ki ayin ba'ayin yir b'shav Hashem tzion. All these psukim, it's the same thing, that Hashem will be begalui, revealed, not just Elohim, not just Elokeinu, Yudke Vavke, wrapped up back into the breath which breathed out through God's mouth, Kiviyachal, the Bechina of Tzimtzum, created the words with which the world was created. But steadily, as history goes on, and it's Yiridas Hadoros, but Bepnimius, it's Aliyas Hadoros, that we're slowly but surely climbing the ladder of the words back into the letters, and from the letters back into the Nekudas, and back into the Tag, into the crowns with which the letters are created, back into the breath, back into the mouth, until you're in the Toch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Hasidus came to the world, is to bring us up this ladder of Hisbonenus, to get to that level of realizing that it's already here, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already present, if we open our eyes and our internal eyes to be able to perceive it as such. And that's the Bechina of what Rabbi Nachman says over here, that in the beginning it's going to be Tzedek, in the beginning it's going to be Din, because the Bechina of Elokim, which is Yiras HaOinish, is necessarily going to bring upon a person Din, justice, Yiras HaOinish. Achashabala emes, when a person comes to truth, Hain will Yira HaNikra Emuna, Oz, Kol Hadinim Nitakim Misharshim. And that's why it says Dafka about Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yadav Emuna. That Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Bechina of Das, from all Arzdei, the Das is Hashem, that he's Nigash, Goyshen, El Arafal, Hashasham Alekim, about him, it says that the Bechina of his Yadayim is the Bechina of Emunah, obviously in the context of Torah Yud, right? So the Yadayim is the Nekud, the Ilah, it's all the same thing. Your Ilah, your Tatah, Ratzai Shayv, the Torah Vav, Hashem, you learn, all of us will learn together. But the Bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu's hands up in the air, that's the Bechina of your Ilah. Yoshua fighting Lon Be'emek, Be'umkala Shalalacha, in the bottom area, that's the Bechina, right in the valley underneath fighting with Amalek, that's the Bechina in the valley of Elokim, because it's the Bechina of Kasher Pasel, Tar Tamim Musar Aser. The Chazal tell us Yeshua was Lan Be'emek Be'umka Shalalacha, that's where Yeshua is, that's where Yeshua operates, in the place of Din, in the place of Einish, in the place where there's repercussion for our actions. That's, by the way, also the Bechina of Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman is the Bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu, his Das he's trying to give us is the Bechina of Yerusha Raimim. It's a very lofty level. Rabbi Nassan, look at the Alachas, is strengthening a person that's living in the realm of Elokim and dealing with Averis and dealing with these things to be able to overcome that. That's the Moshe Yeshua. That's the Moshe Rabbeinu by Yod of Amunah and the Yeshua that Yeshua's land be'emek. Hakitza v'ranenu sheikh ne'afers. With another word in that pasuk, in Tarzayin and Tanyana, is Rashi Tevis Yeshua Sheikh Ne'afar Dafka, that is talking to those that are in the earth. Okay, so let's take a look at the Priya Aris. Bezer Hashem, we're going to have time just to finish the sources from last week, and the next week we'll continue. We'll finish off Sicha Hey and begin Sicha Vav, or really probably finish Sicha Vav as well. V'siyata D'Shmai. So says the Heliga Priya Aris, Chusiya Gunaleinu, Rav Menachem Mendel B'Tepsk, also one of the earliest, perhaps the earliest, with the Kalisker, one of the earliest tzaddikim to make Aliyat Eretz Yisrael and to plant the Hasidish Yishuv in Tveria. And the tzaddik says like this. If I could ask just to shut the door. Mom, I should apologize. I'm so sorry. Just people listen to the recording and they tell me it's very distracting for them. Says the Heilige Tzaddik like this. And he's writing a letter here. He's writing a letter to the Hasidim back in Europe. And he tells them, thank you so much. We must begin first with Yiras HaOynish. That's where you begin. If you really feel this way, and you believe that your actions matter, and you believe that there's schar, and you believe that there's oynish, and you're afraid of oynish, just on a basic, basic level, the ikar of emunah, Elokim, then you'll get to a higher level of Yira. That's the Yira's HaRoimim, Yira Yilah, and Ava to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'chol Asher Yashlech Acher Gevoi, Yira's HaOynesh, and somebody who throws over his shoulder the Bechin of Yira's HaOynesh and says, I don't need that Emunah, I'm just going to jump right into Yira's HaRoimim, says the Vitebsker, he makes a Havtacha, Lo Yimolit Melipol of Er Shachas. Such a person is not going to make it because it doesn't have the yisod. It does not have the foundation. So you can say all your life, oh, it's just yudke vavke, man, and peace out, and everything's great. It doesn't happen that way because it doesn't have a yisod. That's true. But like we spoke earlier, everything's got to be in the tension of opposites, that you have to have the exact ingredients of everything in order for there to be a healthy thing. Otherwise, it's going to be too much to the right, too much to the left. Kilkli, Yishmal, Esav, not the mitaso shlema of Yaakov Avinu that he had yud be shvatim and the eimam shum daifi. Every level needs another level. Chaser, right? I don't know exactly what this means. I don't know what he's referring to here. Could be he's referring to something that he spoke about earlier in the pasuk. It doesn't make sense grammatically. Could be he's referring to a pasuk, you know, with a remez of the word ata in a different pasuk earlier. I don't know. But chaser lo yuchlo lihimanais, it is not able to be counted, and therefore you need the right balance of everything. So let's finish off, Chazi Hashem, just the right time before Maariv. Let's take a look at Likutei Halachos, where Rabbi Nassim tells us the most incredible thing, where this will end. I'm just going to tell you first what Rabbi Nassim says outside, and then we'll see it inside. Rabbi Nassim says basically, and we'll see inside at length, that although Rabbi Nachman told us that Yiras HaOynesh is absolutely necessary, and we saw from the Vitebsker a very strong lashon, if a person doesn't have this, even if he thinks he has the higher levels, it's not going to last, and it's not going to be be'emes, that it needs to be be'emes, aleph, mem, tav, chesed, gevurah, tiferes, the whole aleph base from aleph to tav and the mem in the middle. Rabbi Nassim says that it has to be engaged with in a healthy way. The Rabbi Nachman doesn't mean for a person to have Yiras HaOynesh in such a way that it begins to affect detrimentally his view of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Av, or his view of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Dod, the other partner in an intimate romantic relationship. Says the Heiliger of Nassan, but this will end for tonight. A person needs only to have fear of Hashem. Of Hashem li, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to me loy era, so I don't have a fear of anything else. The only fear that we have is of Hashem. Right? If a person has fear of something other than Hashem, that's called Yiras HaNefulis. Not that Yiras HaOynesh is Yiras HaChitzonis, like the Baal Tanya says, the Kedusha Slevi, but that Yiras HaNefulis is to have fear of a person, or to have fear of a circumstance. Fear, of course, a person has to do a shtadlus. It can't be a, right? Shomer P'sayim Hashem, but not that we should go into it to be a pesi on purpose. Of course, a person has to make a shtadlus, and we have to have that natural sense of fear to know what we should stay away from, etc., in a normal, healthy, balanced perspective of a human being. But to have debilitating fear of this thing without the realization that this thing is a shliach of a Kedusha Baruch Hu, And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that should be feared. Shemach l'v'yiras Hashem Yisbarach b'yiras v'asav adam. That's a very lowly level. Ach afilu kishenidmel lo, even when it appears to a person, shemisiyara mehashem Yisbarach, shelo yanishenu, that a person does have fear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish him, and that there's going to be repercussions for his actions. As I say, yira yitoyva, that this kind of yira is good. And he's founding himself in this piece from Sichas Rakam Hashikasev. Adonai Nimrin Rabbeinu Zchana the Rachos Sheikur Yirsa Einish Ayim Amakam Acham Hashikasev Zeh Sha'afal Pishen Imtze Besvarim Shemeganim Yirsa Einish. Even though, and we saw that ourselves, where the tzaddikim spoke lowly about Yirsa Einish. Achaval Pikei BeEmeso Ikur Yirsa Einish and Breslov the Ikur Yirsa Einish Ki Afilu Tzaddikim Tzrichim Shilem Yirsa Einish Ayin Sham. All this we saw in the piece from Sichas Rakam Hashikasev. But Lekim Asa Shir Milafanav Dafke Elokim Kama Shapiras Rashi Sham Shelokim Asa Shevi Kama Nashim. That is the Bechina of Elohim took action so that we would fear from him. The Bechina, like we spoke about, of Elohim, of Din. Not even of Elokeinu, and certainly not of Yudke Vavke, but the Ikr is the fear of Elohim, of Anashim, of punishment. Shir Melefanim, Shir Me Anashim, that a person should have fear of this, of the Einesh. Achafilu Yiratoyev Aderech HaValdavar, says the Eliger Reb Nosson, and this is the beauty of this thing called Breslov, and this is the beauty of this thing called Hasidus. This is the beauty of this thing called nuance and balance and health, putting everything in perspective, which is so rare, unfortunately, says Reb Nosson. Even though Yiras Ha'Einish is a good thing, and we want Yiras Ha'Einish, but even a Yira Toiv Aderech HaValdavar LaHamir LaHachlev Shu Mashad Darkoi LaHavi Yisa Adam Lidei Mara Shcher VaAtzvus, that the Baldavar, the Yitzhahara, seeks to take that which is good and to encourage us to engage with it in an improper way so that it can bring us, in this case, to a debilitating Atzvus, a sadness, a depression, a despair. Machmas Yirazois Ad Shemarchi Keu MeHashem Yisbarach Ha'Yidei Zeh. Until the Yitzhahara, with his big chachma, comes to us and tells us, yeah, Yiras Ha'Einish is a wonderful thing. Just focus on that the whole day. You're going to get punished. You're going to get whacked. You're going to get hit. What's his Iker Kavana? Is that he wants to bring us to such a place of Yish that we give everything up. And it's the same thing with the Baal Davar comes to us to tell us that you're distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need to do tshuva, v'chulei, v'chulei, all of this stuff, which of course is true. But if it pushes us into a place of atzvos, that it should be marchik us from Hashem, that's the opposite of God's intention. Ki lo yachbutz v'moy sameis, ki b'shuvi midarka, right? Ki im mishuvi. So the pasuk lo yachbutz b'moy sameis, ki im b'shuvi midarka yara. To return from the negative way. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of a Rasha. That a person should come back. And so anything, and this is a big cloud gadol, and speaks about this at length, openly, explicitly in other places, where he talks about emes and emes lamitoi. That if any emes of your life, or any emes of Torah or halachic consequence, is pushing you further from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it might be emes, but it's not emes lamitoi. That's not the MS that you need to be engaging with right now. It's not MS Lamita. And so in a Hanami, it might be a certain level of MS that Yiras Ha'Einish is a necessary thing and a good thing and a positive thing and something that we should work on. And it's MS that we should try to grab that. But if it's pushing you away from the master of the world, then it's not MS Lamita. It's not what Hashem wants. It's not what Hashem wants. Ki adua negetzeh, negazeh. And he says, look at this. We see by people that have this nega, b'kama b'nei adam, ki hafiu li yiras ha'einish, v'chol li yiras ha'toivah, tzrichim lekabel rak l'toivah. You have to engage in yiras ha'einish, but not that it should stay there to say, wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this big, you know, mashgiach that's standing there looking at every little thing I do so that he could whip me and punish me. Who could serve a God like that? I'm out. Forget about it, right? Forget about it. Says Rav Nosson, that's not emes. That's not emes la'amitai. Yiras Ha'Einish is emes. But that it needs to be engaged with in a healthy way that's going to bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Chas V'Shalom, not going to push you further away. That it should be accepted l'toyba b'loy l'rab b'chinas Yiras Hashem l'chayim, the Pasuk says. The Yiras Hashem is supposed to bring a person chayim, life. Not the yamas behem, we said in our second shir, the Yiddishkeit shouldn't kill you. Right? The b'chinas v'shayamas behem, l'chay behem, l'loy shayamas behem. To engage in mitzvahs and in chumras in such a way that you have no chiyas from any mitzvah because you are constantly thinking to yourself, I wasn't yaitzei rechayiv asi, v'chulei, v'chulei, v'chulei. To engage in Yiras Ha'Einish, but in a way of toiv, Yiras Hashem l'chaim, to make a l'chaim on the Yiras Hashem. That it should be such a thing that's bringing you to life, that's giving you vitality, vibrancy. L'iskarv l'Hashem yisbarach al yidei yigirah, mikol makim, shehu l'lisrachei chas v'shalom. Not the bechina of emes, but the bechina of emes lamitoi, to bring me closer to him. That's the ikur. That yiras ha'ayna shouldn't bring you to a place of debilitating sadness or fear or brokenness or yiush. Adarabah, the gilu bra'ada. To gilu, to have the bechina of gila, to have the bechina of rejoicing dafka in the ra'ada, that you know that your actions matter. Wow, there's a schar and there's an aynish. Everything that I do is written in a sefer that Hashem cares about me and that I need to do things, that I have a relationship with him, that it impacts him. All of this is supposed to bring you to a big simcha, to be a besimcha over this bechina of yiras ha'aynesh. To bring a person to gilu bar'ada, and with this we'll finish, a daika idea, a year of ara'ada, me anoshim ha'gadoylam rachman al-islam, the fear of punishment, ayideh zadaika yawal esimcha al-shu al-kopanim, b'chlal Yisrael, I'm a Jew, u'mikarev l'tzadikim, and I'm close to tzadikim, shayideh zayinatsim, Allah from revavis anoshim, that from them, dafka, I'm going to be saved from thousands and millions of sins, v'gamim yivtach, b'koyach ha'tzadikim, v'schazi b'simcha, if you'll hold on to the strength and the power of the tzadikim. So then don't worry. At the end it will be good. And everything will be transformed into something positive. So the Yiras Ha'Einish paradoxically is supposed to bring a person to a great, great rejoicing, even though growing up we don't really feel this way, right? And the Yiras Ha'Einish is something that makes us feeling very low. And so, Be'ezer Hashem, we will continue next week with Sicha Hey, to complete it and to also learn Sicha Vav, Siyata Rishmai. Thank you so much, Siyata Rishmai. Thank you, Chevra, for coming.